Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Chris Bartlett, Director of Leadership Formation with Ablaze Ministries, shares what God has been doing in his life.
We find ourselves in the third week of Advent. This is a time for joy, for rejoicing, joyfully anticipating the coming of the Lord. It also continues to be a time for preparing the way. That phrase, preparing the way, comes from one of my favorite persons in the Advent season, St. John the Baptist. In our gospel reading today, Jesus is talking about St. John the Baptist. It almost seems as if people are surprised that John the Baptist was a little bit different. Now, for anyone who has embraced Christ fully, we recognize that the way we live looks different from how society asks people to live. But even then, John the Baptist was a little bit strange. He came eating locusts and wild honey, dressed in camel hair. He would not necessarily be someone that you'd be excited about to walk through your front door at a dinner or Christmas party, right? And so Jesus is just reassuring people, like, this is actually what a prophet looks like. This is the one, the messenger who is preparing the way. And then he says something profound. He says, I tell you, among those born of women, no one is greater than John. Now let's just stop there. No one is greater than John. Yet in the least of the kingdom of God, yet the least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. So he's saying this, but keep in mind what John had said just earlier. He said, I am not worthy. I, John the Baptist, am not worthy to fasten the sandal of the one who is coming. And yet no one born of woman is greater than John. This is what Jesus is saying. So arguably, the greatest man, right? The greatest man is not worthy to fasten the sandal of Jesus. What does this say about you or I? It says that we're not worthy. We are not worthy to fasten the sandal of Jesus. We are not worthy of his love or of his grace or of his mercy. It is all a gift. Jesus is a gift, and it's a gift that is abundant. And so if we go to that first reading from Isaiah, you can see the abundance of the Lord being spread out in clarity, right? More numerous, break forth in jubilant song, like be happy, right? For the Lord of hosts is seeking you. It talks about those things, and sometimes we find ourselves and we measure what we fail, measure where we lack, measure what we lost. Almost as if we could measure enough to where we could find a space in that measurement, in that scrupulosity, where we would find ourselves worthy of our God. But then we need to learn something deeper about God, because we are not worthy of this love that we receive. We cannot be made worthy of this love that we receive, but our God loves us nonetheless. So John the Baptist, he comes asking us to prepare the way. He comes letting us know that who we are is made for God, right? Our very DNA, because John leapt in the womb when he encountered Jesus, when Mary and Elizabeth had that encounter at the visitation. He showed us before we know how to talk, before we know how to walk, we can dance for joy, knowing that the Lord is there. It is in our DNA. Before he knew his first word, before he spoke his first word, he delighted in the Lord, because that is how he was created, and that is how you and I are created to be. So as we continue in this Advent season, I want you to reflect on a couple of pieces. The first is the reality of God's abundance. His abundance, not just in regards to wealth or in greatness or in knowledge or in power, but his abundance of love and mercy towards you. We have all fallen short. Even John the Baptist, the greatest man born of women, even John the Baptist was not worthy. There was no one greater. He was not worthy to fasten the sandal. And so to recognize that gift, to focus on God's abundance, I want you to think on that. The second piece is our response to that. Because so often, sometimes when I think about that, I feel so small. And yet that's not what God desires. He desires especially in this third week of Advent, for us to be joyful. In the letter of Philippians, the second reading from Sunday, St. Paul said, "Rejoice, I say it again, rejoice." We need to be reminded of this joyful anticipation of a people who hunger for the coming of their Savior, who hunger for the coming of the Lord, right? And John the Baptist says, prepare the way, repent. Repent doesn't mean necessarily to embrace all the shame that comes along with it, but rather to adjust our trajectory. Just a slight adjustment is sometimes all it takes to find ourselves back on the right path. And that path is one that is paved with the Lord's love for you. And so this week, as we prepare the way, I want you to focus on the love that calls us home, as opposed to the sins that lead us away. And follow that song that God has, that love song that God has for you, in order to find our way to the foot of the cross, to the heart of Jesus, and even at the base of that, to fasten the very sandal that Jesus wore. In spite of the fact that we're not worthy, we are called.
Hi, everyone. My name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.